The airline industry is climbing again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. For the second time this year, the airline industry's trade association, the IATA, has changed its profit forecast for the better. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joins us live from our New York bureau. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
Why is the industry more optimistic?
Well, a couple of things have been happening. Air traffic generally is picking up a little bit. Airlines in the Asia-Pacific region in particular have been seeing a big increase in cargo shipments. But most importantly, capacity is tighter. Airlines have been taking planes out of service, so the fleets are smaller. If you've flown recently, you've probably noticed there are more people on the flights.
Yes.
That's more efficient, but it also lets airlines charge more per ticket. So the association is now saying it expects a net profit of almost $9 billion this year. That's almost three times what it was predicting back in June.
Okay, so that's it? The airline industry is officially recovered?
Unfortunately for the industry, not quite. As the association's CEO put it, it's time for a nice little party. It's not time for that big blowout celebration just yet. This report is predicting that European airlines are going to stay in the red this year, although they'll probably lose less money than they've been losing. The economy there is in worse shape than it is elsewhere, and airlines there have just had a harder time cutting that capacity. The other thing is that a bunch of new airplanes are scheduled to be delivered this year. That's going to increase the capacity of the airlines, and that'll actually probably make for lower profits next year.
And maybe a little extra room in the overhead bin. Marketplace's
Elisa
Roth. We can hope. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The federal government's budget year ends in a week and a half, and Congress is nowhere near passing a new budget. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports, if at first you don't meet a deadline, push it back.
Lawmakers like to say yes, but each year around budget time, they become Dr. No's. They have to turn down requests for money, or the deficit keeps ballooning. That's one reason why federal budgets are often late, especially in contentious election years. Now some in Congress want to take a page from state legislatures and only pass a budget every 2 years.
The only thing a biennial budget will cut is the number of politically painful votes members of Congress have to take.
That's Stan Collender with Corbis Communications. He worked for both the House and Senate budget committees for years. Fans of a biennial budget say the break would give Congress more time to hammer out a budget blueprint. But Collender says that blueprint would be wrapping paper just as soon as it's published.
We're in a world where news is reported instantly, and it requires Congress not to wait 2 years before they respond with a budget.
About 20 states still use a biennial process, but many others have ripped up that rulebook in favor of a yearly budget. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. World stocks are mostly higher this morning. Today, the Federal Reserve gets together, and the big questions there are, what is the Fed's view of the economy, and will the Fed do more to bolster the recovery? There was sure a lot of optimism on Wall Street yesterday, with the Dow jumping 145 points, and the close was 10,753.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0. By Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. And by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com.
For years, if you wanted illegal drugs in New York City, you'd get the number of an anonymous dealer who would show up at your location with the goods. Now, an entrepreneur who goes by the name of Ronnie is trying this technique with grilled cheese sandwiches. Hungry customers get Ronnie's number from a friend or a friend of a friend, and they text their order, and in 15 minutes or less, they get a hot grilled cheese anywhere on the Lower East Side. Our friend Brendan Francis Noonan, co-host of the Dinner Party Download, gave it a try.
Okay, I'm here on location in the Lower East Side. I just texted this number, and I just told him where I was. So it's been about 10 minutes, and now every time I look around, I think I see Ronnie. Is Ronnie a kid with alabaster legs that look like lollipop sticks riding a skateboard? Is Ronnie riding a bike with a cast on one leg?
Hey, how's it going?
You're Ronnie? Yeah. Do you have the stuff?
I do. I have the stuff right here for you.
We didn't even talk about price.
Price? This is a $5 sandwich.
You have change for 10?
What kind of dealer would I be without change?
Look at all that. How many grilled cheese have you moved today?
Today, done like 50.
Do you mind sitting while before I snack on this? So how did this get started?
Basically, I was making a grilled cheese for all my buddies when we'd come back after a night out, and they loved it and told their friends, and their friends just kind of spread the word, and it grew bigger just by word of mouth.
And so then how did that turn into, like, people texting you randomly and press about this?
So the press happened because my brother's girlfriend used to be in PR, and she contacted Urban Daddy, and they ate it up.
Literally?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna check this out. It's really nice bread.
Yep.
What kind of bread is this?
What do I have? Rye there from Blue Ribbon Bakery.
And we have Granny Smith apples and gooey cheddar cheese.
And a whole lot of cheddar cheese.
Excellent. And it's still hot. Yep. Your kitchen must be, I knew you're not going to tell me, but your kitchen must be pretty close.
It's pretty close. And I did a couple laps around the block trying to find you.
So what's next?
Next, I'm looking to get into a legal kitchen. For example, a restaurant that isn't open for lunch. I would rent it out from them and just work the lunch shift, delivering sandwiches everywhere.
You know how people are really picky in restaurants? Has anyone, like, sent you back?
I've gotten nothing but good feedback.
Isn't that part of it, though? Because you get away with a lot because it's such a clever setup that this sandwich could suck and I would still be tickled.
Definitely. The product still has to be good, but even if it's not excellent, people are still probably going to like it.
So when are you going to be able to reveal your identity?
Once I get into a legal kitchen.
So why Ronnie?
Well, it's the perfect pseudonym because it's my name also.
Brendan Francis Noonan is co-host of our sister show, The Dinner Party Download, and you can get the podcast at dinnerpartydownload.org. And finally, Toys R Us is kindly telling us which toys will be big this Christmas. They're touting a singing plush doll called the Sing-a-Majig. See, if you buy more than one, you get harmony. Or maybe you and your child could do better. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.